Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to ICE Ministries, www.blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to sing. You're welcome to sing, welcome to shout, welcome to just say a scripture. You're just welcome to join in on the service with us tonight. Y'all, I've been feeling a little sick with my sinuses, but you know what? I'm believing and trusting God that he's going to bring me through all right. I praise and thank God. You know, I went to the emergency room center. And, you know, all they can do is just give you stuff for your sinuses, and then you have to wait on the medicine to work. But I've been praying to God and believing and trusting him that it won't turn out to be bronchitis or anything. So y'all pray for ICE Ministry. Pray for Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley and our weather forecaster, Deaconess Ariana. Y'all pray for us. In the name of Jesus, we are coming to y'all to bring y'all a hearty welcome from ICE Ministries tonight. About the interruptions, we're having technical difficulties, okay? Hold on. I'm going to turn y'all over to the hands of Deacon Roy Talley for prayer. Praise God. Deacon Talley, are you there?
I'm here.
And praise God.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to our broadcast, ICE Ministry, an inspirational Christian encouragement ministry. Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you today.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you today for blessing us in this program, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we ask you to come with us, Lord. Lord, when two or three are gathered together in your name, Lord, you say you'd be a God in the midst.
Yes, sir.
We ask you to be in our midst.
Thank
today
you, Lord.
On the program,
be in the midst, Lord. Be in the midst.
Lord, bless our family, Lord.
Bless our families,
Lord.
Lord,
bless our loved ones, Lord.
Bless our loved ones,
bless
Lord.
Bless our grandchildren, children.
Bless our children,
Lord,
our grandchildren.
Lord, raise them up into be
yes,
what
Lord.
You want them to be.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we want you to raise up an army of
Christian.
Dedicated.
Yes. Yes.
Saints of
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, we want you to bless our President of the United States, President Obama, his spouse, Mrs. Obama, our Vice President, Biden, and his spouse, Mrs. Biden. Lord, bless our senators, our councilmen. Lord, bless all of our governors, Lord, all the ones who have leadership over us, the bishops, Lord, the superintendents, Lord, Lord, the apostles, Lord, the missionaries, evangelists, Lord, you know them all by name. Bless them, Lord, one by one and name by name. Lord, bless all of your followers, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, come on into the room tonight and bless us, Lord. Lord, we're asking you to give salvation to those who need it, Lord, before their time is up on this earth. Lord, bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you for deliverance, Lord. We're asking you for healing, Lord. We're asking you for salvation, Lord. We're asking you to just give us a way. Make it easy for us, Lord, and help us to get victory over sin. In Jesus' name, Lord, we're asking you, Lord, to come on in, Lord.
Come on
in, Lord. Come on in, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Digger, what more can we ask God for? The more we ask him the more he blesses us.
Oh, yes, he does.
I thank God for my miracle in 2012.
Yes, Lord.
For being a 2012 miracle.
Yes, Lord.
Being resuscitated and being brought back. I thank God for that, Deacon.
And on fire for the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God.
Jesus.
And sometimes people wonder why I talk so much.
Oh, yes.
Because there was a time when I couldn't talk.
Yes, Lord.
There was a time when I couldn't walk.
Yes, Lord.
Deacon, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
They would just have to be there to know what I went through, to see it, Deacon, hallelujah.
Yes.
But
yes.
God is a good God.
Yes,
he is
wonder.
A miraculous God.
They wonder why we praise him like we do.
Thank you, Deacon.
We got a reason to
we
praise him.
We have a reason, hallelujah, to praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God,
thank
Jehovah, Jireh. Hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. You thank you. We thank you. We thank you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Jesus. Well, we were having technical difficulties trying to get the radio broadcast set up. But I thank God that he helped us get it together. Praise God. And I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of this song. And then Deacon Tally going to come in reading the scripture for tonight. Praise God. And to our guests that are holding on the line, we'll be right with you as soon as Deacon Tally finish reading the scripture for tonight. And you'll be able to talk. Praise God.
Surround me, O Lord. Get all around me until people see no more me. Surround me, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Surrounded. Hallelujah. Men of standard. Praise God. Surround me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Deacon, are you ready to begin reading?
Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah,
tell me where
read,
you're coming from. Now, I'm going to tell
you. We're going to read tonight. We're going to read our scriptures from the book of Ephesians.
And the author of Ephesians is Paul the Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. We're going to start at the sixth verse.
Yes.
And it reads, children, obey your parents in the Lord.
Yes.
For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Yes.
That it may be well with thee.
Mm-hmm.
And thou mayest live long on the earth.
Yes.
And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath.
All right.
But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Yes, Deacon. And that's the proper behavior for children and parents.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with our service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth,
come on,
the same shall he receive of the Lord.
All right.
Whether he be bound or free.
Mm-hmm.
And ye masters, do the same things with them.
Yes.
Forbearing, threatening,
yes,
knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Come on now.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities,
yes,
against powers,
yes,
against the rulers of the darkness of the world.
Come on now.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
All right, he wrote it all in the scripture.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God,
yes,
that you may be able to withstand,
yes,
in the evil day, and having done all to stand,
yes,
stand therefore.
Come on now.
Having your loins girt about you with truth, and have it on the breastplate of righteousness,
yes,
and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Yes.
Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall ye be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
All right.
And take the helmet of salvation,
mm-hmm,
and the sword of the Spirit,
yes,
which is the word of God.
All right.
Reading verses 1 through 17.
Deacon,
may
hallelujah.
God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your scriptures and of your word in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first four verses up there, Deacon, it was talking about the proper behavior of children and parents by being obedient.
Being obedient to your parents.
Yes. And then parents not provoking their children, Deacon.
Uh-huh.
Praise God.
And parents bringing kids up in the way that they should go.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Deacon. I want you to talk about it. Amen. And then on the fifth through the ninth verse, Deacon, it was the proper behavior for servants and masters.
Yes.
Praise God, Deacon.
Yes.
The fifth through the ninth
fifth
verse.
Fifth through the ninth, okay.
Yes. And we're just highlighting these verses, y'all. But Deacon wanted to get down to the 10th through the 17th, Deacon.
Yes.
You read. And that's
the whole armor of God.
That's what we're going to talk about tonight.
We're going to talk about what is the whole armor of
All
God.
All right, Deacon.
That's our question for today. What is the whole armor of God?
Yes.
And The Bible talks of the whole armor being.
Deacon, what I want to do is maybe give them the meaning of the whole armor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait just a moment. Praise God. It said, in the computer, you know, it had put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme.
Right, right.
And that you can find in Ephesians 6 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place.
Yes.
And with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Then it go on down and say, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith.
The shield of faith,
which you can extinguish all the flame arrows of the devil, of the evil one. Praise God.
The shield of faith.
Then it says, take on the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword, which is the word of God.
So you can fight off the devil.
Yes. And all of that's in Ephesians 6, 11 through 18. And the rest of the Bible, you have to read it for yourself. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Deacon. Praise God. I just wanted to highlight that.
And on your feet, you carried for the gospel of peace.
Come on,
on your
now.
Feet. And those are all those things make up the whole armor of God.
That way you're
covered. Either way the devil come at you, you got it covered.
Peace.
You know, you can fight off his wickedness.
Yes, but you know what they said? The full armor of God. It said, put on the full armor of God, so that you can stand against the devil's schemes.
Yeah.
We know the devil have plenty of schemes, praise God.
He got all
He's
kinds
luring,
of trickery.
Deacon.
Yeah,
He'll lure you.
Trickery, yeah.
Uh-huh. Make you think you're doing good and you're doing bad.
And then the devil, he's good at attacking you at your weakest point.
Yeah, come on.
When you're not prayed up, when you're not just strong.
Yeah.
You may be sick in your body. That's when the devil,
he
tries to get you then.
But, you know, Deacon, but we have to be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And in the power of his Spirit, praise God. Now, when we put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes.
For we do not wrestle, Deacon, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we have to take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day.
Yeah.
We have to be able to stand up, Deacon, and having done all we can do to stand. You know, that's a song you say, I will stand.
Yes.
Deacon,
yes.
What are you trying to tell me, Deacon? Go ahead.
I'm just trying to say we need to get our guest in so we can let her talk.
Oh, okay, then. Praise God. I'm sorry, guest.
Because I know you can get started.
Okay, well, let me finish up, Deacon, right here. You know, we have to stand. And having girdled up your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having stood your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is in the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me also, that utterance may be given to us, that I may open our mouth, or we may open our mouth solely to make known that the mastery of the gospel
mm-hmm.
and the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak solely as I sought to speak. Praise God. I'm going to let our callers in. Praise God. We're going to introduce our caller. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, Deacon, we don't want to get too far off. We want to let our visitors or our callers call in and say what they need to say. Caller, you're on the line. Would you introduce yourself to us right now, please?
Yes, this is Sister Victoria Cook.
Amen, Sister Victoria.
I just wanted to say I was enjoying just listening. But I want to thank God for just being who He is. I want to thank how He's working in my life. And lately I can pray for something and it come to pass.
Thank God.
Just before the radio, just before the y'all came on the air, I was just tearing up things looking for my medication for my eyes. And it was right there. God just showed it to me.
Well, praise God, you found it. Thank God.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just have to relax and look diligently and try not to get too hyper about it. But you did good. You found it. God put your eyes right on it.
Yeah, and I thank Him for it. I want to ask for prayer for my Aunt Sarah. Pretty sick. And I want, I know God, He never make a mistake. And whatever He allows, I just pray that the family will be content with it.
Accept what God allows,
And because we have to accept what God allows, because He don't make no mistake.
No.
Right.
I just want to thank
you. What's up, Victoria? Do you want to start the prayer for your aunt and family members? Do you want to just start the prayer, or you want us to start it out, praise God, and pray along with you?
You can start it,
and we'll come in and help.
All right. I just want your Father in heaven. I want to thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Blessing the family. I want to pray for the family. Give us grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy, Lord.
I just want you to deliver us. And
Lord, deliver them, Lord. Deliverance, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, give them strength. If
it's your will, you heal us.
Yes,
on this side, we know you'll heal on the other side.
Yes, Lord.
Let thy will be done, Lord. Let your will be done. Yes, Lord. Your will, Lord. Help us to accept what you allow, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And bless her sister, Lord. Bless Mother Mabel Talley. Bless her, Lord. Give her strength.
Lord, we ought to ask this to bless her daughter as well, Lord.
She's
going through something too, Lord. And we want you to
bless
give her a miracle
and her daughter. Bless Lord. Give Sister Vicky strength. Give her daughter.
Lord, we call her out by name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we want her to be able to give a testimony about how you healed her body.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless
you
her.
You are a healer. Hallelujah.
You're a healer, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You're a doctor that ain't never lost a case.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your blessings.
Thank you for your blessings, Lord. Lord, we know you can. Lord, we know you will.
Lord,
but Lord, we want you to do it at your own set time. Not at our time. We don't want to rush nothing, Lord, but you do it. And by faith, hallelujah. It says, now faith, Sister Vicki, now faith, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Sister Vicki, and then also he said, when two or three are joined together in prayer, hallelujah, that he would be in the midst.
Yes, Lord.
Sister Vicki, he's in the midst
he's in
tonight.
The midst, Lord.
He's in the midst tonight for whatever you ask him for. Just, you know, you already asked him. You already understand. You already know how the Lord works. You let him work, Sister Vicki. Don't try to put stuff in there. Don't try to interpret something he didn't give you to interpret. But just say, we're going to let the Lord have his way. The Lord is going to let his will be done, not our will. But we want to praise God and give God a big hallelujah praise. Because we know God can do anything, anything but fail.
Yes.
He did it for me one day, Sister Vicki. You were there. You saw it. He did it for me. He can do it for you. He can do it for your daughter. He can do it for anybody that has faith. And God wants to give us time to get ourselves together. So we must seek salvation before the ending time. We must seek salvation and get salvation while it is close to us, while it is being offered to us. Go ahead, Deacon. Hallelujah.
The words are seek the Lord while he can be found.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, there's going to come a time when preaching of the gospel is going to be over with.
Yes, yes.
And, Lord, we just need to know. We need to know that we know that we know.
Yes, Lord. And, Lord, bless her son.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless all the family members who are going through. Lord, give them strength to abide in your word. Give them strength, Lord, to do the things that need to be done in the correct way, in the correct order, the way she wants it done. Lord, let them abide in you. Let them abide in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, you know. You know. You know. You know everybody's history. You know everybody's life. You know. You know, Lord. But only you can fix what's been broken. Only you can do the repair work. Only you can make everything all right. But, Lord, we're turning it over to you. We're putting it in your hands. Because victory is ours if we let you handle it. You got to handle it for us, Lord. We want the victory today. That song that say, victory, victory,
victory
shall be mine.
If I hold my peace.
Hallelujah. And let the Lord fight my battle.
Fight my battle.
Victory shall be mine.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Deacon. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Deacon.
Yeah, what more can we ask God to do, Deacon? Hallelujah. Time is just so short. We're running out of time, Sister Vicki. But what more, hallelujah, can we ask God to do? You know, he laid the foundation, Sister Vicki. He opened up the way. What more can he do for us? Sister Vicki, he brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. He forgave us of all our sins. What more can he do?
Mm-hmm.
He put a roof over our head. He put protection around us.
Yes.
Go ahead, Deacon. What more? Hallelujah.
What more can
he do? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister
laid
Vicki,
the foundation.
Yes, he did.
Opened up the way.
Yes, he did.
What more can he do?
Yes, yes. Deacon, we run out of time. We've got 10 more seconds. Go ahead and do the benediction.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Sister
Vicki,
for joining us tonight.
Thank you for joining us.
We certainly enjoyed the words
you
had to
say. Yes, beautiful, Sister Vicki.
You know, just call us anytime, you know.
Yeah, for prayer. And you know how to call us.
And if you have any announcements, you can call.
Yeah, call it.
And we'll announce that for you there as well.
Yes.
So just
and
be,
if you hear anyone news about Aunt Sarah, you give Deacon Roy a call and let him know, because you know we'll go. We'll be there. We'll be there.
Amen.
Praise God. Deacon Roy. Sister Vicki, did you want to say anything else for
you? Do you have any other closing words you want to say, Vicki?
I just want to thank God for just being
hallelujah. yes.
my people.
Yes.
And I want to thank you all. I want to thank you all being there too. And I just thank God for all that he's doing.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Right. Well, Sister Vicki, hold on. Don't hang up until we dismiss. Deacon Roy finna do a benediction. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Lord, thank you for another program.
Thank you,
thank you for blessing us today.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord,
thank you for coming in the room and just blessing
Lord.
Our soul.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord,
and
Lord, the ones that are on the prayer list, Lord, you let your healing virtue flow,
your healing
Lord.
Virtue flow,
it is your
Lord.
Will, Lord.
Your will. Let your will be done,
and
Lord.
And, Lord, let whatever your will regarding Sarah, Lord, if it's your will to take her home, Lord, you take her home in peace and harmony.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, just let her sleep away.
Yes, Lord.
And no pain,
no
struggling,
mm-hmm.
no difficulty breathing,
yes,
Lord. You
yes.
just let her put her under your bosom and just
yes,
bring her home.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we hope that we someday.
Yes.
We'll be able to sit on the right hand of the Father.
Yes, yes.
And be able to praise your name
yes,
forever.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And may the grace of God.
Yes, Lord.
Sweet communion
yes,
of the Holy
Lord.
Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Rest, rule, and abide from now and forever. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. Y'all keep on praising God. Keep on helping others. Y'all, God is a good God. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, God is in control of all of our lives. We just have to open up and let God in. Praise God. What more can God do for us? But we need to do something for God. Get salvation. Get the Holy Spirit and live it day by day. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Lord, to bless each and everyone. You have been listening to Blog Talk Radio, ICE Ministries, which means Inspirational Spiritual Inspiration Christian Encouragement Ministry, where your hosts are Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley, weather forecaster Deaconess Ari. We just want y'all. She is missing in action, praise God. Well, we know it's past the bedtime, so. But y'all can always call us while we're on the air. This number is 1-646-716-9519. That number again, 1-646-716-9519. That's when we're broadcasting. You can call us at that number. Praise God. And ICE Ministries number is?
That number is 214-632-8069. Again, 214-632-8069. Just give us a call and let us know that you enjoyed the program. Let us know how we're doing. And if you have any announcements, you can leave it on that number as well.
Silence began to shout. Doors popped open and all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Sister Vicki, thank you for calling in tonight. And we have enjoyed you. We would like for you to call us again. And the ICE Ministry broadcast is almost over. And we want to say good night. And everybody, hold on to what you have with Christ.
Good night, everyone. We're going to sign off till next weekend. Saturday, we will announce the time at a later time, we will be on next Saturday, but we will let you know what time.
Yeah, just check Facebook, praise God. Y'all hold on.
Be prayerful through the week.
Yes.
And hold on. Hold on to the prize.
Good night, Sister Vicki, and thank you for calling the broadcast. We really enjoyed you. Thank you.
Thank you.